There's a lot going on the African continent, certainly a lot more than the war and geopolitical issues we talk about sometimes on News and Notes. Joining me now to help talk about some new developments on the continent is NPR Special Africa Correspondent Charlene Hunter-Galt. Welcome, Charlene.
Hi, Farai.
So your book, New News Out of Africa, really talks about the ways in which the continent isn't all doom and gloom. And there's this African Diaspora Heritage Trail conference in Bermuda and a conference in Geneva on community-based tourism that were both aimed at stimulating heritage trail tourist destinations. So tell us what was going on in Bermuda.
All right, the Bermuda Conference was about getting Africans from the African continent as well as Africans from the diaspora, that is, you know, Africans all outside of the continent, trying to bring them together to potentially organize them as a cohesive unit so that they themselves can look at the culture and heritage of the continent. Not just people of the diaspora who, you know, identify with Africa as their home, but to make it a more attractive place for others, you know, looking at the slave trails, going to countries like Ghana, which next year is going to celebrate 50 years of independence. So heritage tourism, things like that, that give you something to look at other than beach and wildlife.
What about the Geneva Conference? What was that all about?
Well, the Geneva Conference was precisely coming just before the Bermuda Conference, and their conference came on the heels of one in Geneva, and they were stressing community-based tourism that looks at ecotourism, sports tourism, walking tours, cultural tourism, as some of the areas not only to present a different way of looking at the continent, but also a way of generating economic development in those areas. It means stimulating the local economy so that the people who live there benefit.
Now let's talk about business in Africa. The World Bank issued its 2007 Doing Business report, and it says that African reforms are gaining momentum, that Ghana and Tanzania, for example, are among the top 10 reformers worldwide. Tell us a little bit more about this study and what it says about doing business on the continent.
Well, you know, this is a big thing. Africans themselves, and we've talked about this, have come up with these new rules of the road that talk about good governance, talk about good, sound fiscal economic management. And those countries like Tanzania, Ghana, Rwanda, Nigeria are among the world's leaders in reforming their economies. And they show that there is a link between good government, good governance, and good economic management. It's healthy for the countries overall, because when you have that kind of growth upwards of 6 and 7%, you can begin to deal with the massive unemployment on the continent, and you can make the continent more attractive for investors.
So why have manufacturers and other businesses sometimes avoided operating in African countries?
Well, you know, many of them have been concerned about political instability and corruption. They've been concerned about infrastructure. Well, you know, I point out in the book that, you know, since 1998, 14 of the country's wars have come to a conclusion. You know that Congo's going to their second round of voting after 40 years of civil war. They vote in another couple of weeks. They had a runoff there. And so with the end of wars, you can concentrate on rebuilding roads and the kind of infrastructure that you need for successful business, because investors look more kindly on places where they can do business in a good environment.
It sounds like what you're really talking about is Africans taking charge of improving their countries, but there's also some U.S. and multinational corporations that are stepping in to help tackle AIDS, which has also been a big financial and, of course, emotional and spiritual drain on the continent. Tell us about some of these new efforts.
Yeah, this is really important, too, because if you can have a healthy body of workers and if you can get antiretrovirals and other immune boosting drugs into Africa, this improves the workforce. And there are a bunch of corporations now like Gap, the Armani Exchange, Motorola, Converse, American Express, who've involved themselves in something called the Red Campaign. They're coming out with new products all bearing the Red name. And this is unusual because it's the first time time that retailers have embraced a brand name other than their own, and they're going to be donating part of their profits to the Global Fund to fight not just AIDS, but malaria, which is a bigger killer than AIDS, especially among children on the continent. And here's what's unique about it, is that those who came up with this, Bobby Shriver, who comes out of the Kennedy family, and Bono, have told these investors that you can do good and do well at the same time. Converse Sneakers is going to use Molly mud cloth to make their sneakers. The Gap is making clothes in Lesotho. They will make a profit, and only part of it will go to AIDS, but they're talking about billions. Last year, they launched a project like this, and they made something like $1.11 billion. So everybody wins. It's a potentially a win-win situation.
Well, Charlene, that's a lot of great news coming out of the African continent. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Charlene Hunter-Gault is NPR's special Africa correspondent.